Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the UN General Assembly on Wednesday. Foremost in his mind was to rally support for his country's battle with the invading Russian army. But he also sounded a wider warning note, saying that artificial intelligence was bringing a new arms race to the world. The Ukrainian leader described a vision of warfare fought by AI-controlled drones.
We are now living through the most destructive arms race in human history, because this time it includes artificial intelligence. And if there are no real security guarantees except friends and weapons, will there be any place left on Earth that's still safe? Stopping Russia now is cheaper than wondering who will be the first to create a simple drone carrying a nuclear warhead. So we must use everything we have together to force the aggressor to stop.
Well, earlier this week, over 200 prominent politicians and scientists, including 10 Nobel Prize winners, released an urgent call for binding international measures against the dangerous use of AI, calling for what they call AI red lines. One of those who organised this open letter is Stuart Russell, Professor of Computer Science at the University of California, Berkeley, and the co-founder of the International Association for Safe and Ethical AI.
The current push on which the leading companies are planning to spend about $3 trillion in the next 3 years is to create what's called AGI, or Artificial General Intelligence, which means AI systems that are more capable than human beings in every dimension. And the risk, obviously, from that, it's hard to control something that's more intelligent than you are. The companies have no plan for how to do that. So the potential downsides are very large. And also, as the systems become more intelligent, the potential for misuse becomes greater and greater. For example, the AI system can be much more effective in helping people to build biological weapons or carry out very damaging cyber attacks and so on.
Is it possible that a supremely intelligent form of artificial intelligence would simply conclude humans are a bit of a drain on the planet, we don't need them?
It might. It might also be that it's pursuing some objective where humans are just collateral damage. In the same way as when humans build a road project, they might accidentally squish some ant's nest and not even think about it.
Is this all in some far-off future, or are we actually quite close to that sort of possibility?
So it depends who you ask. For example, Sam Altman, who's the CEO of OpenAI, says that they already know how to build AGI. It's just a matter of getting on with it. Dario Amodei, who's head of Anthropic, one of the other big AI companies, thinks that it could come as early as next year. Demis Hassabis thinks it's pretty likely in this decade. So we are certainly, if you believe those predictions, we are much, much closer than we used to be. Even 5 years ago, I think the median estimate among experts was 35 years off. And now, for I would say most experts, it's less than 10 years.
Mm. So what do we need to do then to ensure that this fairly short-term future is a safe one?
We need what I've been calling effective regulation. So if effective regulation means that if people comply with the regulation, the risk is reduced to an acceptable level. So, for example, with nuclear power, there's effective regulation. The regulator says, if you can't prove to me that your mean time to failure for your nuclear power plant is 10 million years or more, then you don't get to turn it on. And that's a level of risk. So in each year, a 1 in 10 million chance of failure that we are willing to live with. And the nuclear power plant designers have been working for decades to reach that level of reliability. And they can prove their systems do have that level of reliability if they're built and operated properly. So we are nowhere near that with AI systems, but this is what we need. And if, as some people say, the biggest downside risk could be human extinction, and this is a prediction made by the CEOs themselves, then you would want even less than a 1 in 10 million, maybe 1 in a billion chance of failure in a given year. So That's the kind of regulation that we want, that the government says the acceptable level of risk for extinction is 1 in a billion or 1 in 10 billion or whatever governments decide. And then the developer has to prove that their system has that risk or is even safer than that. And if they can't, then they don't get to turn it on. I just don't see any other alternative.
You mentioned some of the big names in the field of AI. What's your sense of their thinking on all this? Presumably, to carry on your analogy, they're pretty keen on getting pretty rich. Are they thinking less then about the security aspects than they should?
I think it varies. Certainly, Dario Amodei from Anthropic is very explicit that the risk is extremely high. I think Demis Hassabis also is very worried. The question is, if they think there is a significant chance of human extinction from what they're doing, that obviously includes their own extinction, why are they doing it? But I think it's because each company individually feels like there's no point in pulling out of the race because the others are going to continue in the race and we'll just be in the same situation, except worse, because everyone thinks that they themselves are the safest of the companies. So I think the only solution is either governments, perhaps prodded by people who don't want to go extinct, actually lay down this kind of effective regulation that we're talking about, or the companies themselves have a sort of come to Jesus moment where they all collectively agree to hold off until there's a very strong consensus that what they're doing is guaranteed to be safe.
Stuart Russell.